17th of October 2013, and the topic material for today is name three artists or bands, groups that if you were a young roadie you would like to follow. Okay, straight in. I'm not even going to play any music for this because you all know them. Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits. Roadieing for those guys. When you consider when they first started off, they gigged in pubs, like most young groups and artists do, and then right through to big stage shows. Well, I think it would be phenomenal to gig for them, roadie for them, I should say. Yeah, it'd be nice to gig for them as well. But absolutely, absolutely, to set up their stuff for them and to be involved with them and listen to them practicing and trying new things, and absolutely, it's got to be Dire Straits. Number two. I don't know about number two. I'm leaving number three to last, obviously, because it goes one, two, three, doesn't it? That's how you count. Number two is very, very difficult for me. I would have said the Rolling Stones years ago, but gigging for them now, no, I think, because they come into another category now, which comes up tomorrow, or actually, in fact, today, because today is tomorrow. Yes, I'm confused. Which, by the way, is the name of the track I'm playing as the background music. I don't know. Let's just say that most probably something like Santana and his group, because his group is so immense. If you remember Earth, Wind and Fire, that would be a fantastic organisation to set up. But let's say Santana, I guess, because if I love that pattern music, I love the beats, and could you imagine setting up for those kind of beats and the complexity of players within that Santana's backing group, backing band, backing orchestra? That would be tremendous. So that would be number two. Number three, well, being a classical kind of guy, I'd have to say that something like the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. I have been in their premises in Glasgow. They're based in Glasgow. I've seen them setting up, not completely obviously, but before a concert. And to be able to roadie for them as they travelled around about the world, because they do, to set up all their gear, to realign things so everyone works perfectly, the audiovisual side of things, and just to hear them just tuning up their instruments and having a wee giggle with each other before the serious business starts, I think that would be tremendous. That would be my three. Dire Straits, Santana and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. I would actually like to gig for the London Mozart players, being a big Mozart fan. So does that make four? No. I'll stick them in with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. So that's my three. Short and sweet.